You're listening to a sneak peek into the most recent Chief Resident Incubator Hangout.
Hi, everyone. This is Michelle Lin, and I have the pleasure of hosting today's Google Hangout YouTube live session with our featured mentor of the month, Dr. Sadia Akhtar. Just let's launch into this. Today's topic is on conflict resolution.
So thanks so much, Michelle. I just wanted to start off with a general concept of conflict resolution. As chief residents, I think it's really important to understand that everyone's going to be coming to you. And I remember when I was a chief resident, everyone really looked up to you as the leader of the residents, but also they were looking at you as the conduit between the residents and then the administration. So you're going to be put in this weird sort of dynamic, which you probably have never been in before, which is basically that you're going to be looked at by a lot of people as a leader. But the number one most important thing with conflict resolution is to be a good listener. Maybe one of the attendings in your shop is really tough and they expect the intern to know everything before they present. That can really leave a very bad impression for that attending about that intern. And again, that intern can have a really bad impression of the attending, so much so that the intern comes to you like at the end of the shift and says, oh my God, you know, I went and I presented this case to Dr. So-and-so and he just totally chewed me up. That in and of itself is a mini sort of conflict resolution opportunity where you have to sort of understand and put yourself in the role of the intern, brand new person, has never been in this system before, in the department before, doesn't really know all the personalities. And at the same time, you sort of have to put yourself in the shoes of the attending where the person's been practicing for 25 years. They expect the intern to know at least a little bit about emergency medicine before they go ahead and present to them as the intern on the case. So one of the biggest things I would say is understanding that your skill set of listening is so important. It's probably the most important thing when you're doing conflict resolution. The other big thing is to understand that by being a chief resident, you've already gained people's trust. The program director, the program leadership, and hopefully the faculty and the administration have also voiced their support for you being chosen as chief. And so automatically, as soon as you get that title, the next shift, I'm sure that you felt this, like the next shift when you walked in, when the announcement was made, I'm sure you felt like people may be looking at you a little bit differently and sort of sizing you up as a chief, but also understanding that this is someone that I can turn to now if I have any issues. So you really need to understand that people do trust you and they really respect you, and you have to hold that really high bar in your mind and make sure that you can live up to that as well. The third thing I want to say is that, you know, you cannot judge immediately. And that's something that's really, really hard. But now you've got these 2 second years that are being nasty with each other. And you have to understand that you cannot automatically make a judgment call about who is right or who is wrong, especially if one of them is more of a friend for you than the other. It really is important to understand that you've got to listen to all the facts, understand what the problem is, figure out the fact that people do trust you and respect you, so what you say is going to have a really great impact on what they perceive as the solution or as the answer to the problem that they have at hand. Definitely, I think the program director has got to set the stage for all of that by recognizing everyone's individual contribution, but I think you as chief can also change the environment and do a paradigm shift with all of your peers who did not get chosen to be chief. And honestly, you'll see that some of these guys have such great ideas that do get implemented in the residency program. It's not always a chief resident that has to come up with the best idea. It can be any of these residents. Even an intern can come up to you and say, hey, why don't we try this? And it turns out to be this really great new initiative for the program. So I think taking off your chief hat, turning to them as a peer-to-peer conversation, asking their advice, their opinion, and really giving them some of the power back that they really wanted in the first place will really make it a much more healthy relationship and will make that program dynamic really move in the right direction for other things that will happen in the rest of the academic year. So again, going back to the whole concept of listening, of knowing the dynamics between the various parties that are involved in the conflict, putting yourself in their shoes, understanding that not to come to a conclusion immediately, to give enough time for you to understand all the different dynamics that are in place with the conflict. And also, the other thing is to provide solutions to that individual. So especially going back to that intern who had a problem without attending, the intern has no idea. They just started residency. They don't even understand the dynamics of emergency medicine yet, let alone understanding the dynamics of an intern dealing with a senior, seasoned EM attending. So you as the chief resident really need to guide that intern and help them and understand how they can navigate through this scenario. And one of the other key things is, two other points really, is understand what happens as your backup. So let's say that you have tried everything you can. You've explained to the resident that's involved. You've dealt with the people that are in the conflict, but you really have not made any headway. You should have that in the back of your mind that if this doesn't go according to my plan to resolve this conflict, what can I do to help resolve the conflict? And who do I need to now reach out to? Because sometimes as a chief resident, you maybe not be able to come up with all the answers, and you may definitely need to reach out for other resources as well. And then the last thing to just say is maintaining a sense of humor. I think that's really important in all that conflict that you're dealing with. As we all understand, we work in a very stressful environment, but we're very lucky to work with people that we really care for, that we have a lot of fun with. And sometimes just maintaining a sense of humor in that conflict just puts everything in perspective. And then all of a sudden, that intern or the resident who's like really pissed off at the consult service person just sort of takes a step back and is like, you know what? It's not worth it, man. I might as well just get on with what I need to do and let's just have a great shift. So I definitely feel that having a great sense of humor really does help. And it elevates you in their eyes too, because you're putting things in perspective. And you're making it in a much more relaxed fashion for them to understand such a complicated and difficult situation.
This podcast is brought to you by EBSCO Health's DynaMed Plus. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.